Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast. Usual disclaimer, you should know the drill by now, but any advice I give here is my own based on personal experience, medical, spiritual, otherwise, etc. Please consult a professional if this is to do with medical, really physical health, emotional health. Just here to help. So this is also a blog post by the same name, called Under Attack, so for those who prefer audio to visual. So from the Everyday Spiritualist, link in bio. So often in spiritual circles, it is recommended to protect your energy with shields. Now, this is all great and well, and I do it on a regular basis. But for some of us, when we think of shielding, we think of protecting ourselves as if we're about to go into battle. I don't know about you guys, but for me, sometimes when I'm protecting myself with energetic shields, I feel like there's something to be feared and something to protect myself from. Recently, a friend of mine was teaching her young son about shielding, but she explained it in a way that is so beautiful and simple. She told him to imagine an energy bubble around him. So I would encourage you to do the same thing, and I'm doing that basically that way now. Going forward. Okay, so this is how you do it. And I'm mindful of the fact that I'm in public, I'm in the park, and you might hear birds and a little bit of chat in the background, but I enjoy walking and talking or sitting in the park. It's quite lovely. Beautiful sunny winter's day. That's not in the, in the vlog. But you take a deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth, just into yourself. Close your eyes. And imagine a beautiful circle of white or yellow or pink light, maybe even green or blue, whatever color comes to you. And it will come to you in that moment, emanating from your heart chakra. So it will always be something positive and light. It shouldn't be dark. I just want to reiterate. Or just clarify. Now imagine this colorful light spreading through your entire body, all the way up to the top of your head, down to your toes, and expanding to cover you in a protective bubble. You could even add some affirmations onto this, or a request to your guides, for instance. May I be protected and only good can come to me and through me. And it's something you could do as a daily practice or whenever you're feeling a bit more emotionally and spiritually vulnerable, particularly during the full moons and eclipses and with energies a lot heavier. And of course, until next time, light and love to you all. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Please follow, share, comment. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of or like to learn more about. And I will be having a guest on soon. Stay tuned. So that'll be in July. Take care.